Well, I thought I'd start the show with a bit of smoking banjo. Cattle Hayden there from his album Hooked on Banjo with Gautervale Rock. And as I often do, when I do something like that at the beginning of a programme, I will play you the complete track at the end of the show. You're very welcome indeed to another 2 hours plus of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Lots of new stuff on this show, but lots of old stuff as well. The occasional trip down memory lane to have a look at the great rich heritage that is lying there in the Lucky Dip folk barrel. We've got a new album just out celebrating the life of Ned Kelly, the famous Australian bushwhacker. John Campbell Munro is the man behind it, born in Glasgow, and as he said himself, he escaped to Australia at the age of 18. And a bit of a flirtation with folk music in his native Scotland, and he found that the local haunts in Australia absolutely absorbing and was soon immersed in the music. He's probably best known to many of you as Eric Bogle's mate for many decades on live tours and albums. I had the great privilege of working with both of them, with Eric and John, for the BBC when we did a show. I think it was up in Glasgow at the Celtic Connections Festival. We lost him far too young in 2018 after a long battle with cancer. All the songs on his latest CD, The Kelly Collection, written by John, recorded by Pete Titchener, only a few months before John's death. You can read all about the Kelly gang on the interweb and decide for yourself whether he was a hero or a villain, but there's no doubt at all that the family were victimised and that the police in Australia in those days, of course, it's a lot different now, is it not, Cobbers? The police in those days were well corrupt and well beyond the law. Anyway, here's the late John Campbell Munro with a song which is also resonant of these times that we're in. They'll Be Waiting.
Never turn your back, never change your tack, never answer back, they'll be waiting. Never lead the crowd, never talk too loud, never act too proud, they'll be waiting. Never show your hand, never take a stand, always understand, they'll be waiting. I was the flash boy with a cheeky grin, I was the one riding on the wind. You couldn't hurt me, I just couldn't fail, and you couldn't catch me, so you put my mother in jail. Never drop your guard, never try too hard, never leave your yard, they'll be waiting. Never beat their eyes, never tell them lies, never be surprised that they're waiting. Never speak your mind, never look behind, you will always find they'll be waiting. I was the flash boy with a cheeky grin, I was the one riding on the wind. You couldn't hurt me, I just couldn't fail, and you couldn't catch me, so you put my mother in jail. Never break the rules, never act the fool, never blow. Never walk too tall, never fear the fall, never mind at all that they're waiting. Never trust a friend, never set the trend, because in the end we'll be waiting.
I've listened to that song 6 or 7 times now, and I think it's pretty amazing. Love it. The Kelly Collection is the name of the album, and that's John Campbell Munro, the late John Campbell Munro, with They'll Be Waiting. A little dip in the lucky brown tub of folk now, and I've pulled out Cordelia's Dad from their album Comet with the traditional song George Collins, and this dates back to 1995. I've always loved Cordelia's Dad, and if you don't know about them, check out our website. I love the rawness and the immediacy of this band. They're like an earlier version of Lancome, I think. Anyway, see what you think. Here they are with George Collins. The album is called Comet, and that was Cordelia's dad with the traditional ballad George Collins. Well, having mentioned Comet, let's talk about twin comets. John Spires and John Bowden burst onto the folk scene, I suppose, about 20 years ago. I remember listening to their first Fellside album, and then watch it set the folk world back on its heels. Spunky English music and songs, sparse accompaniment on fiddle and melodeon, they were really terrific, and they're still going. John Spires tours regularly with Peter Knight, and if you get the chance to see them together, do go. It's an absolutely brilliant evening of great music from those two fantastic musicians. And John Bowden went on, as many of you know, to work with Bellowhead, and then to make a rake of albums with his band, The Remnant Kings. Well, I think he's returned to his roots with his new album, Rose in June, a mix of traditional and self-penned songs. The one I've picked to play for you now, and there'll be another track later in the show, is called Going Down to the Wasteland. Pin your ears back and cop your whack for this.
Crying eyes from the factory, but the night old ones glisten with rays of wine. Hear the beating heart of the fool who seeks the devil's hand. Going down to the wasteland, going down where the wild dogs go, where the raven feeds and the blind man eats and the oil black rivers flow. Smell the fires of the city, where dreamers lie like burnt out cars. Try to keep to the shadows, for the wild pack prowl in the underpass, and the mud is thick with ash and oil. Three rivers meet and the waters boil. Hear the beating heart of the fool who shakes the devil's hand. Going down where the wild doves go, where the raven feeds and the blind man leads at the old black river's flow. Going down to the wasteland where the village is wrapped in sleep, to the broken town where the sirens sound at the old black shadow.
Nice big fat sound there. I love that brass at the end. John Bowden and the Remnant Kings with Going Down to the Wasteland from their new album Rose in June. And I will be playing you another track from that album later on in the show, as I said. A dip in the brown tub of time again now as a recovering mandolin player and a recovering Catholic. Not that the two things are co-joined in any way. I'm a massive fan and stand agog at the mandolin playing of David Grisman. From his album Dog Duos, this is a wonderful, wonderful version of the traditional tune Mule Skinner Blues. Just have a good listen to this. I can nearly play it, almost a little bit like this myself. They did have a good time. Great stuff. Vassa Clements on fiddle there. And David Grisman from the album Dog Duos. Well, I say the album, one of the albums. I think it was a series of 12 he made playing with various bluegrass musicians. And that particular track was called Mule Skinner Blues. Do check the series of albums out because there's loads and loads of absolutely fantastic stuff. I love that guy's playing. Now, a few weeks back, I was in Portugal where I came across Polly Bolton and Bella Gaffney. Polly, as many of you will know, is an amazing mandolin player, a bit like David Grisman. She's been playing since she was in nappies. And Bella is a really fine guitarist and singer and songwriter. The two of them work in the band The Magpies and also work as a duo. Well, I loved what I heard in Portugal at the Costa del Folk Festival and got hold of a copy of their album, which is simply called Bella and Polly. And from it, this is their version of the Coop Boys and Simpsons song, Polly on the Shore. Originally, the song was a traditional song about a sailor who sings of his lost love Polly as he himself is about to die in battle. But Coop Boys and Simpson took the song and turned it round and made it a song very much of today. Only in this case, the Polly on the Shore turns the tables completely on the men who are trying to exploit her.
She was used, she was abused, she never knew she was a victim. A drunken father's pleasure, for she was half grown. Her ma ignored and she endured until one night in anger. She smashed the bottle on his head and walked out of the door. You might think that she's your Polly on the Shore. She'd be your mother or your sister up your whore. She wouldn't tell you safely out of view. Then she's looking for another sailor gullible as you. She made her way to sailor's town to begin her education. Polly knew the only way to win was fighting back. She learned the ropes and fleets of doves and dreamed of overstation. She kept half of everything she ever took from Jack. You might think that she's your Polly on the Shore. She'll be your mother or your sister or your whore. She'll wait until you're safely out of view. Then she's looking for another sailor gullible as you. Crim told her her ma was dead, she wished she could have cried. Rumours of a drunken murder spread through sailor town. Powered free with drunken glee, so Polly had him shanghaied. Woke up on a hell ship, Yokohama bound. You might think that she's your Polly on the Shore. She'll be your mother or your sister or your whore. She'll wait until you're safely out of view. Then she's looking for another sailor gullible as you.
Down. You might think that she's your Polly on the Shore. She'll be your mother or your sister or your whore. She'll wait until you're safely out of view. Then she's looking for another sailor for the fall. You might think that she's your Polly on the Shore. She'll be your mother or your sister or your whore. She'll wait until
Polly on the Show there from the album from Bella Gaffney and Polly Bolton, simply called Bella and Polly. And the tune at the end of the song, Polly on the Show, was Jump at the Sun, written by John Kirkpatrick, one of our great musicians. Now, another track from, I suppose you could call it, alternative folk group Harp and a Monkey, that I love to bits. The album is called The Victorians, a celebration of the broadside ballads of the Victorian days. Broadside ballads were once described as, quote, those narrow strips of history which adorn the garrets of the poor, end of quotes. Because what people used to do was buy these penny ballads and cut them up and stick them on the walls of the garrets and learn them, the servants who were living up in the top of the house in the attic. So, one of the narrow strips of history is this, the story of a road called Glossop Road, where many a man has come unstuck.
To share a little pain, so pin your attention down to a tale I'll tell of a Hallamshire swell. I shall introduce him as Brown. He was in the Rifle Corps, and I mustn't say more to you that'll listen to me, ode. Do the thing that's right, spend the money on your wife, not the girls up Glossop Road. With the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, do the thing that's right all on a Sunday night, keep away from Glossop Road. Spark, rather fond of a lark, and a married man, though not chaste. And little he cared how his own wife fared, if another girl should meet his taste. Well, he spotted one fair with dark wavy hair, blue boots and a red leather belt. When should he see but his own Mrs. B coming down to catch him out? With the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, do the thing that's right all on a Sunday night, keep away from Glossop Road. Had a fight and nearly broke the parlour down. They smashed the smithereens, their hats and crinolines, and then they got to work on Brown. Well, the very next day, his wife ran away, and at the close of the episode, Brown's a rifleman still, but he never goes to drill with the girls up Glossop Road. With the girls up Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, do the thing that's right all on a Sunday night, keep away from Glossop Road. With the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, do the thing that's right all on a Sunday night, keep away from Glossop Road.
There you go, you know what to do. Don't go up Glossop Road. Harp and a Monkey there from their album The Victorians. It's well worth having a look at. I love those guys' stuff. I really like the rawness and the directness and the quirkiness of their approach to the music. Now, how can I explain this next album? I'll do it this way. William Campbell, some of you may know, is a singer-songwriter who comes from the Isle of Lewis in the Hebrides, and he was lead singer and guitarist with the guitar pop band Astrid. That's all I knew about him, but he's actually been working with musicians and school choirs from some of the islands of the Hebrides, Barra, Uist, Harris and Lewis, on a project that's designed to bring local history alive for the island's young people. The schools have set out a project called Diliab, which I think translates as a legacy. And what they've been doing is looking at four things that have massively impacted on the islands of the Hebrides over the last 100 years. Emigration, obviously, they're massively depopulated. War, involved in both world wars, losing men, and of course there were ports and the massive impact on the people of the islands. Protest and politics, and a particular disaster on New Year's Day 1919, when the Yolaire, a ship carrying naval reservists and sailors that were on the way home, having been demobbed, obviously post-war 1919, hit the rocks outside Stornoway and Lewis, the harbour, outside the harbour, and some 205 men were lost. So Willie Campbell's been commissioned to write some songs, and he's written five for an EP, which I think is absolutely terrific. I love what he's done with the kids and the people of the communities. So I'm going to play you the first track from the EP, which, as I said, is called Diliab, and it's Inshir Gael, which I think is in Irish, it would be Inish Gael, which I think means Bright Island, but I could be completely wrong. But it is a beautiful, beautiful song. So here's Willie Campbell and the band, which is like several children's choirs. Lovely stuff.
Thank you. might take us far away. But any road we take will lead back to my place.
Listening to that very carefully, it's actually Isha Gal, and I'm going to have to try and find out, maybe I'll email Julie Fowlis and ask her A for the pronunciation and B for the translation. But a beautiful track from the album Dilyab, A Legacy, Willie Campbell and Band, an EP all about the Hebrides and the islands of Barra, Uist, Harris and Lewis in particular. Now, Will Finn and Rosie Calvert are two of the quartet, the Teacups, and I've been a massive fan of that band for a long, long time. Together, they've just recorded a new album called Beneath This Place. I like it very, very much indeed. The directness and simplicity and the beautiful connect they've got with the songs that they sing. I've already played one track earlier in the year from their new album, and I thought I'd whack you out another. So this is Will Finn and Rosie Calvert with Paddy's Lamentation, the great traditional Irish ballad.
Well, it's by the hush, me boys, and sure that's to hold your noise, and listen to poor Paddy's sad narration. I was by hunger pressed, and in poverty distressed, so I took a thought I'd leave the Irish nation. So I sold me horse and plough, me little pigs and sow. My little plot of land I soon did part with, and my sweetheart Brit McGee I'm afraid I'll never see. For I left her there that morning broken-hearted. So here's to you, boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have you not be going. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, myself and 100 more to America sailed o'er. Our fortunes to be made, we were thinking. But when we got to Yankee land, they shoved a gun into our hand. saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. So here's to you, boys, now take my advice. To America, I'll have you not be going. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Well, I think myself in luck if I get fed on Indian buck. An old island is the country I delight in. But the devil I do say, curse America. For I think I've had enough of your hard fighting. So here's to you, boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have you not be going. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. So here's to you, boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have you not be going. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin. Oh, I wish I was at home in dear old Dublin.
Beautiful. Paddy's Lamentation from Will Finn and Rosie Calvert's new album, Beneath This Place. Now, on Sunday, the 4th of October, 1936, Oswald Mosley got his British Union of Fascists together to march through the East End of London to intimidate the Jewish population of that area. It was almost entirely a Jewish area. An estimated 100,000 residents of the East End petitioned the Home Secretary, who was called John Simon, asking him to ban the march because of the strong likelihood that there would be a kick-off of violence. The Home Secretary refused and in fact sent a police escort in to make sure that the anti-fascist protesters did not disrupt the march. Well, rubbish, rotten vegetables and the contents of chamber pots were thrown at the police by women in houses along the street. And after a series of running battles, Mosley eventually agreed to abandon the march to, as he said, quote, prevent bloodshed. The British Union of Fascist Marchers were dispersed and went to Hyde Park instead and held a rally there, while the anti-fascists ended up rioting with police in the East End. Man the Lifeboats are a cracking band in the tradition of Holy Moly and the Crackers and the Levellers. I love their stuff. They tell it as it is when they ask us listeners if today there aren't some similarities and some inferences to be drawn between now and October 1936. This is Man the Lifeboats from the album When the Bell Rings, with the Battle of Cable Street. Cable Street being at the heart of the East End and the heart of the riots.
20th century to the black and white days of a life elementary. It's like we're all living in an old documentary on 1934. You'd have think we'd have learned from the last generation, but now they're all gone, so it's all speculation. You can rewrite the books for the good of the nation, but nobody wins a war. Rise up, rise up. Discussions now, people spout hate without repercussions. We're all in the hands of machines and the Russians. The curtain is really a wall, and everything's filtered so we don't see the tensions. It's all about likes and follows and mentions, and he who comes up with the maddest inventions, yeah, he may yet save us all. To me, and you listen closely. Remember what happened to that swine Oswald Mosley? He crawled right back under his stone. Rise up, rise up. Let's trample and crush all the fascists here under our feet, just like we did at the Battle of Cable Street. Rise up, rise up. Can't offer much but a shelter and something to eat. And we rise at dawn for the Battle of Cable Street.
Great stuff. The Battle of Cable Street, Man the Lifeboats, from their album When the Bell Rings. A new album just arrived from the great band Lancome, and I've loved the band ever since their first album came through the door in the old days when they were called Lynched. If you want to find out why they changed their name, you can find all about it by going to their website, which you'll find via our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. But what makes Lancome totally unforgettable for me is the sheer hard work and passion that goes into all their music and all their performances. There's an intensity that it's really hard to describe, but at times to me, I'm reminded, strangely, and I'm not being pretentious about this, but I am reminded of times I spent in Buddhist monasteries in the high Himalayas, listening to monks chanting in their devotions, because there's something so deep and atmospheric about what Lancome do with traditional music. It reminds me also a little bit of what Martin Hayes, I hope you know who I'm talking about, Martin Hayes, the fiddle player, does with jigs and reels when he slows them down and lets the music breathe and lets the stories within the tunes come out. I'm explaining it very badly, but I think that's what Lancome do when they go almost into a meditative trance when they're singing some of, in particular, some of their slower and longer ballads. This is a beautiful version from The Live Long Day, the new album, of the traditional song, The Dark-Eyed Gypsy. Anyway, enough from me. Have a listen.
Oh, and there were three gypsies lived in the
save your house and children's dream. I would leave them all for the one I love, and I'll follow the dark night gypsy
feel like I shouldn't say anything at all after that. That was the Dark Eyed Gypsy from Lancome's new album, The Live Long Day, and I'll play another track from that new album later in the show. Meanwhile, I'm going to play you a track from a reissue of a classic album from Duck Baker, that great fingerstyle guitarist from America who plays lots of ragtime and lots of old-timey music on a gut-strung, nylon-strung guitar, which gives it that lovely, soft, gentle, but nonetheless vibrant and passionate sound. The album in question is called When You Wore a Tulip. It's one of the classic guitar albums of all time, and from it this is Duck Baker's lovely version of Up a Lazy River. Lots of twiddly diddly, lovely, lovely stuff there. Duck Baker from the album When You Wore a Tulip with Up a Lazy River. And I'm going to check what year that was. Just let me stop this machine and go and have a look. Right, I've been and gone and had a look. And it was 1977, would you believe? What a brilliant, brilliant musician that man is. Lovely stuff. Now, I've got a little camper van. Some of you might have seen me at festivals over the years. Little orange and white VW bay window camper van. And I like to go off on my own, just staying wherever. And I don't like going on registered campsites. I'd rather be somewhere wild where, you know, it's not that I don't like people particularly, but I just very often like to be on my own. And let me tell you, it's almost impossible to find somewhere just wild where you can just pull off the road, away from everybody, and just be on your own. Next time you go driving through the countryside, just imagine you're driving a little camper van like me and you want to stop the night. Not in a lay-by and not in a registered campground. Just somewhere quiet and nice. And you have a look and see if you can find somewhere. I bet you can't. And that's because all the common land that once was ours has been enclosed and fenced and taken from the people. And I'm going to read you something now from the sleeve notes to an album called Albion's Darkness by the Wicker Men. Quote, "The moving on song is by Ewan McCall and is a beautiful reflection on the constant harassment of travellers and gypsies. In 1530, the Egyptians Act was passed in England, aiming to rid the country of all gypsies by banning immigration and requiring those already here to leave within 16 days. In 1554, the Act was amended to impose the death penalty for gypsies already in England if they didn't leave within a month. In 1783, these acts were repealed. However, throughout the 19th and 20th centuries, other acts have continued to impact upon gypsy and traveller culture and lifestyle. Following a Commons debate in September 2018 proposing the criminalisation of travellers on unregistered sites, the Tories instituted a review which may yet put this in place. And I do believe that our Home Secretary, Priti Patel, in fact wants to do that, to make it criminal for you to stay on any unregistered site, which would mean that me and little Molly, my camper van, if we pulled off on somebody else's land, I would be committing a criminal offence, whereas at one time it was just a civil offence. This is the Wicker Men with the great Ewan McCall song, The Moving On Song.
Of the afternoon on a horse-drawn wagon on the old A5. The big 12-wheeler shook my bed. You can't stop here, the policeman said.
Better get born in some place else.
You gotta move along,
get along,
move along, get along, go. Born in potato, lived in time in an old boat and near potato field. The farmer said, the work's all done, it's time that you were moving on.
Better get born in some place else.
You gotta move
along, get along,
move along, get along, go.
Move.
Born on a common near a building site where the ground is rutted by the trailer's wheels. The local people said to me, you lower the price of property.
You better get born in some place else.
You gotta move along,
get along,
move along,
get along,
go.
Move. Shift.
Born at the back of a blackthorn hedge where the white horn frost lay all around. No eastern kings came bearing gifts, instead the order came to shift.
Better get born in some place else.
You gotta move along,
get along,
move along,
get along,
go.
Move. Shift. Was hung with stars and one shone brighter than all the rest.
okay, so stern and strict, brought the order to evict. Better get born in some place else. You gotta move along, get along, move along, get along, go.
Move.
Wagon, tent or trailer born last week, last year and far off days. Born here or a thousand miles away, there's always men nearby who say, better get born in some place else. You gotta move along, get along, move along, get along, go.
Move. Shift.
Move along, get along, move along, get along, go. Move along, get along, move along, get along, go.
Born in some place else.
Move along,
born in some place else.
Get along,
born in some place else.
Hit the road, Jack.
Don't you come back.
Hit the road, Jack.
Don't you come back.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
Go.
Should've got born in someplace else.
Move along, get along, move along, get along.
Well, you should've been born in someplace else.
Move along, get along, move along, get along.
You should've been born someplace else.
Song written by the great Ewan McCall. A moving on song there from the Wicker Man's album, Albion's Darkness. If you don't know that song or the background of that song, do check out the BBC Radio Ballads. And in particular, the one that that song came from, The Travelling People. Ewan McCall was, in my mind, a genius who had the idea for the first time ever of using the voices of ordinary working people on the radio. Before that, they'd use actors reading scripts made from the speech of ordinary people, which didn't quite work. Do check it out anyway. So, on to another song, really, about injustices against the common people. The Rufford Park Poachers. Now, I'm not a big fan of poachers, particularly modern-day poachers who shoot deer and rustle farmers' cattle and net salmon out of our rivers, but at one time, where the rich kept huge tracts of woodland and the countryside for their own sporting pleasure. If you were caught poaching in Victorian times, you could be sent to Australia for a rabbit or a hare or a pheasant. There's one wood near Liverpool, and it was called Botany Bay Woods because so many people were sent to Botany Bay when they were found poaching there. This is Ewan McLennan from his new album Borrowed Songs, with a song about another place not so far from Liverpool, near Chorley in Lancashire, Rufford Park. This is the Rufford Park Poachers.
About those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. They say that 40 gallant poacher lads, they was in a mess, and it was often they'd been attacked when their numbers they was less. So poachers bold as I'll fold, keep up your gallant heart and think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. Settle scores, those 40 gather stones to make a fight for the poor man's right and break the keeper's bones. So poachers bold as I'll fold, keep up your gallant heart and think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. The keepers went with flails against the poachers and their cause. So no man dare again would dare defy the rich man's laws. So poachers bold as unfold, keep up your gallant art, and think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. But soon they began their fights with stones and with their flails. But when the poachers they started well, they quickly turned their tails. So poachers bold as unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. But soon they began their fights with stones and with their flails. But when the poachers they started well, they quickly turned their tails. So poachers bold as unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. Upon the ground with mortal wound, head keeper Roberts lay. He never shall rise up again until the judgment day. So poachers bold as unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. Who made a stand to set a net or snare? The four men brought before the court were tried for murder there. So poachers bold as unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. The judge he set for Robert's death, transported you must be, serve a term of 40 years in convict slavery. So poachers bold as unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. So poachers bold, the tale is told, keep up your gallant heart, and think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park.
One of our finest singers and songwriters from, I suppose you'd describe, the younger generation of folkies. At least he's not an old fogey like me. Ewan McLennan, great guitarist, great singer, a great songwriter. Like I say, I love his interpretation of Ewan McColl songs and his interpretations of traditional songs in particular. His album's called Borrowed Songs. That was, as I said, the Rufford Park Poachers. Now, let's have something really soothing. Richard Farina, brother of Mimi Farina, was a 1960s songwriter and activist who wrote loads of protest songs. But what I want to play for you now is a beautiful song he wrote using the Irish traditional tune My Lagan Love and writing a beautiful set of words to that tune. Daria Kulesh, I think, does a brilliant version of it on her album Earthly Delights. This is The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood.
Just
along the salt sea strand. The colors merge and blend as one together in the sand. And often do the winds entwine to send their distant call. No quiet joys of brotherhood, and love is the Lord of all. Now can we
Daria Kulesh from her album Earthly Delights with her version of The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood, the Richard Farina song. And I'm pleased to announce that Daria's been booked for Settle Folk Gathering next September 2020. Looking forward to welcoming her to our little Yorkshire town. Now, Lizzie Hardingham is a young lass from Hertfordshire, in the south of England. She's got a fine, strong voice and a great way, I think, with a song. Do check her out on YouTube because I think she's got something pretty special. This song was written by Jules Gibb and it's called Nana Was a Suffragette.
You never knew me, Nana. She died 4 years ago. She lived in that old folks' home at Northside, you know. I used to go on Sundays, sometimes took the kids. But I was always so proud of what she did. Nana was a suffragette, almost the last alive. Nana was a suffragette. At over 95, she sang, "Votes for women, it's just the beginning. You ain't seen anything yet." Oh, 'cause Nana was a suffragette. When I was young, I carried this old photo of mine, tackling a word 5 feet tall. Nana was a suffragette, and she took on City Hall, singing, "Votes for Women, it's just the beginning. You ain't seen anything yet." Oh, Nana was a suffragette. The proudest day in Nana's life was when the vote was won. The paper said it's over, but Nana just begun. A women's committee went on to better things, to tackle the union and their wedding ring. Nana was a suffragette, never thought to fail. Nana was a suffragette. Votes for women, it's just the beginning. You ain't seen anything yet. Oh, Nana was a suffragette. Now I am standing with a college degree, and my kids have more options than Nana. If you think we're satisfied, then take a look around. There's lots of angry women who only Nana down. Nana was a suffragette, it's as if she's still alive. Nana was a suffragette, and their voice it will survive, singing, "Votes for women."
What a cracking song, and what a voice. Lizzie Hardingham from the album Dusk with Nana Was a Suffragette, and I'd like to dedicate that to my mum, who wasn't a suffragette but was at Greenham Common and was active in the women's peace movement and was a very fine and very strong woman. Now, another track from Lancome's album The Live Long Day. This is an instrumental called Bear Creek. Just to remind you, if you needed reminding, that as well as being great singers and having a fine ear for a brilliant song, they are also, all of them, wonderful musicians. Bear Creek appears in the Fiddle Book by Marion Theed, apparently, and we're told it came originally from Missouri. The second tune was picked up at a session in Blouser's, Westport, County Mayo, during the Westport Folk and Bluegrass Festival. So there you go. You know all you need to know about Bear Creek. Here's Lancome. Wow. Well, nobody sleeps when those boys and girl are around. Lancome there from their new album, The Live Long Day, with Bear Creek. Now, I thought it'd be good at this time in the programme to hear a song from one of the great gypsy travelling families, the Brazils. Long after traditional music had taken to its deathbed in this country at least, caused perhaps by radio, TV, the music hall, who knows, there's lots of ideas about what happened to traditional music in this country. Well, the travelling people still had their songs and still sat and sang them round the fires at night or in the pub when they went out for a few scoops. The tradition was going strong in the gypsy and travelling community well into the 70s and beyond. And in fact, in the Irish travelling community today, there's still a great tradition of music and, of course, a great piping tradition. You just ask Mike McGoldrick about that and he'll give you chapter and verse on it. So I'm going to play you a great recording of Harry Brazil from the album Travellers, singing The Rambling Irishman, and I'm going to segue straight out into a song called Seven Bonnie Gypsies from John Bowden's new album, Rose in June. I've already played you a track on that about the wasteland. So from Harry Brazil, the Bonnie singing gypsy, to John Bowden with Seven Bonnie Gypsies. But first of all, here's Harry Brazil.
For I am a bit of an Irishman, and I've travelled the world all round to seek for work in foreign lands. I thought it would be my plan, with my bundle on me shoulder and my shillelagh in my hand. Sure, I blessed the day as I sailed away as a rambling Irishman. When I landed in old Gloucester town, all the girls, they jumped for joy. That's in it. One arm to the other, here comes an Irish boy. One asked me if I'd join with her, and she catched me by the hand. And she slowly whispered, "Mother dear, I'm in love with a journeyman." Now the mother to the daughter, what are you going to do? To fall in love with an Irishman, for him you never knew. You hold your tongue, dear mother, she said, I'll do the best I can. Sure, I means to ramble the world right round with my rambling Irishman. How's that?
So sweet and so complete that they want the heart of a lady. The squire came home on a summer's night, inquiring for his lady. The servant girl replied to him all, "Away with the gypsy laddie." The broom broom's bought, the broom broom's fair. Where'er it blooms, my love lies there. Go saddle for me the bonny grey mare, the white one. Speed that I may ride on a long side. summer's night and search for my bonny lady. So he rode east and he rode west and he rode late and early until he spied his own wedded bride in the arms of a gypsy laddie. Could you leave your own wedded lord to run with the gypsy laddie? What care I for my house and land? What care I for my baby? Tonight I'm
John Bowden and the Remnant Kings from the album Rose in June with Seven Bonny Gypsies, and before that you heard the great Harry Brazil singing unaccosted, as my mother once said, from the album Travellers with the great song Rambling Irishman. Good stuff. Now, Flossie Malaviali, as anybody who's ever seen her will know, is a fantastic singer and entertainer. She talks in her own Teesside French accent, which cannot be imitated like pet. Oui, d'accord. And she's been giving me French lessons recently in a phone booth on the East Lancashire Road. She's a great favourite at Costa del Folk Festival, and this year she gave me a copy of one of her latest albums, which is called Live June 2018. And from it, this is Flossie Malaviali with, I think, a lovely version of the great song written by Sting, which has got definite folk roots, Fields of Gold. Take it away, Flossie.
You remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley, and you'll forget the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze awhile among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And we'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we lie in fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there've been some that I've broken. But I swear in the days still left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields. Many years have passed since those summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down, as you lie in fields of gold. You'll remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley, and you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields.
Flossie Malavialli with Fields of Gold from her album Live June 2018. And I don't know where all the clapping went off the end of that. I must have another listen to that track. I didn't cut it off. Maybe when I lifted it off, the clapping and cheering dropped off the end. You never know with these things. Now, what do I say about Stanley Accrington? For listeners in Ulaanbaatar, and there are some, and Asheville, North Carolina, and there are some there too, Accrington Stanley is the name of a Northern English football team. Stanley Accrington, on the other hand, is the name of a singer-songwriter who I describe as a mélange, a potpourri of Flanders and Swann, Ivor Cutler, Jake Thackeray, Billy Bennett, Elvis Presley, Ewan McColl, Noggin the Nog, and Mother Teresa. He is a veritable Selma Gundy of folk music, and he writes some of the most amazing stuff you've ever heard. For listeners in Ulaanbaatar and Asheville, North Carolina, and for those of you too young to know, this track begins with Stanley Accrington imitating a 1950s British Pathé news announcer. After that, all hell breaks loose. Most of it, I think, has got something to do with Paul Simon. This is Stanley Accrington from his album Home Banker with Widnes Bound.
...1965, a world in turmoil. Young American folk singer Paul Simon is touring England. At Widnes in Lancashire or Cheshire, he is so impressed by the town, the next morning he writes Homeward Bound on the railway station. 1990, a term in Whirlpool. Paul Simon rewrites his hit as a commemorative plaque is unveiled on the station.
I'm sitting in my private jet with champagne and a Playboy pet. Ooh. On tour in my handmade suits, handcrafted Spanish leather boots with African drums and Chinese flutes. I need to get back to my roots. Widnes bound, I'm glad I'm not. Widnes bound. Widnes, with which nothing's rhyming. Widnes had such a lousy time in Widnes, famous for Paul Simon and bugger all else. Tonight I'll play a packed stadium, I'll sing my songs and pretend. Ooh. But memories come back to me, and Widnes they remember I see. I played a gig there once for free, then caught the train down to Lime Street. Widnes bound, I'm glad I'm not. Widnes bound. Widnes, where the Mersey's foaming. Widnes, I did my early roaming. Widnes, where I dreamt of home and wouldn't you if you were stuck in Widnes. Even if you came from Halifax.
All I can say is I'm glad that... I'm glad I don't drink when I'm doing this show. The man's potty. Widnes. Famous for that Paul Simon song and bugger all else. Good rugby team. Whoa, Stanley Accrington with Widnes Bound from his album Home Banker. Do check him out. And if you get the remotest chance to see him live, go. If you don't laugh your little cotton socks off, there will be something wrong with you. Now, Redler, I can't even speak. Regular listeners to this programme will know that I'm a massive fan of the Sands family. Colm, Ben, Anne, Tommy, they've been working in the folk scene for so many, many years now, since they were young kids, and they've written some of the best songs on the planet and given great concerts all over the place, and they run a wonderful festival at Ross Trevor in County Down. Well, Tommy Sands has written some of the best songs on the present-day folk scene, songs like Roses and Daughters and Sons, which have been recorded by people like Joan Byers, Cathy Mathea, Dolores Keane, Sean Keane, Dick Gawkin, the Dubliners, and many, many others. And they've been translated into many, many languages. He's got a new album out called Fair Play to All, and I'm going to play you two songs from it back to back now. The first song is called Paddy and the Judge, and that's a comedy song, as the title implies, and that's followed by a song which would probably upset some of our listeners, called Ode to Europe. Well, first of all is Paddy and the Judge.
Paddy was in double trouble when he lost his job. Wife and children hungry, so says he, I'll get a fishing rod. Dipped it in the river, flowing closely by. But the landlord came and grabbed him and says he, that river's mine. Well, they took him to the county court and there he shook with fear. When the lawyer with the broken nose relentlessly he bent his ear. £1,000 you'll give to me to keep you out of jail. I know the secret language here and here's what you must say. Follow the dog, follow the day, follow the doll, the doll, the doll, the doll, the doll, the day. Says he, you know this is sedition to be fishing so maliciously. Then he put the question, what have you to say? But Paddy knew the answer and he answered right away. Follow the dog, follow the day, follow the doll, the tickle doll, the tickle doll. I'll ask you one more time and one more time and then. But every time he asked him, sure the answer was the very same. How dare you speak this language? You've never been to school. But Paddy answered once again like he was just a fool. Follow the dog, follow the day, follow the doll, the doll, doll. I can take no more. But the bucko with the broken nose was standing at the exit door. Where's £1,000, me boy? I kept you out of jail. But Paddy looked him in the eye and this to him did say, follow the dog, follow the day, follow the doll, the doll, doll, the doll, doll, the day. There's sticklebacks for breakfast and the salmon for the evening tea. The song that they are singing and they're singing night and day is follow the doll, the tickle doll, the tickle doll, the day. Follow the doll, follow the day, follow the doll, the tickle doll, the tickle doll, the day. Follow the doll, the day, fall the doll, the tittle doll, the tittle doll, the day.
forest, joyously in harmony. Share a dream and hear tomorrow shape a plowshare from the sword. Peace within and peace between and peace be to the whole wide world.
Tommy Sands there from his album Fair Play to You All with his Ode to Europe. And before that, you heard him singing Paddy and the Judge. Fair Play to You All is a great album. Do go and get it. Now, I mentioned the Costa del Folk a couple of times in the course of this programme and also Settle Folk Gathering. One of the most loved acts ever to appear, Costa del Folk, I think has got to be Track Dogs. I've never seen a band or known a band that could work an audience quite as well as these guys. Four consummate musicians from all over the place, from England and Ireland and America and living in Spain. They just really are absolutely terrific. Great act to see live. And I've booked them for Settle Folk Gathering next year, September 2020. Meanwhile, to give you a little taste, this is Track Dogs from their new album Fire on the Rails, with Love and War. It starts off a little almost laid-back-ish and then goes into their trademark almost Mexican border stroke Irish stroke Sheffield brass band, if you see what I mean.
The fight each day, how many lives just blown away? Run from your homes like you were never there, given no choice but running scared. What they say, I don't know anymore. Put your hand on your heart and tell me all is fair in love and war. Instead.
raise up your glass and drink every drop. Choose your poison, it never stops. All set silent when we should have screamed. Close our eyes to the evil we've seen. Oh. Is it true what they say? I don't know. Put your hand on your heart and tell me all is fair in love and war.
Album Fire on the Rails, Track Dogs there with Love and War. And as I said, they've been booked for Settle Folk Gathering September 2020. Now, there's an even bigger festival coming up, because next month it's God's birthday on the 25th of December. So the next show, I'm going to try and get it done just before, the Sunday before Christmas, and it's going to be 2 hours of Christmas folk songs, or folk Christmas songs, or Christmas songs done by folkies, whichever way you want to look at it. And what I thought I might do, actually, don't know yet, but I might just chain them all together and go off for a cup of tea and let you listen to them, because all I do is burble in between the songs sometimes. Sometimes I think the information is worth listening to, and sometimes I do think I talk a little bit of tosh. So I'll have a think about maybe just doing 2 hours of music and songs about Christmas. So while you are up to your elbow in a turkey's innards, you'll be able to listen to some great folky stuff. To give you a little taster, here's the Wassail song from the Fellside album Flash Company, celebrating 25 years of great music. It doesn't tell you who the singers are, it just says various. Wassail, it was a tradition when they went round the houses drinking ale and singing songs and having a good time at Christmas, which did not sit well with the Puritans. But when it comes to Puritans, as my grandmother once said, the higher a monkey climbs, the more it shows its bum.
Wassail and wassail.
Master.
The Wassail song from the Fellside album Flash Company, 25 years of great folk music on the Fellside label, one of the great little labels of the world. Well, that's me done for this month. I'll see you next month with, as I said, 2 hours of scrumptious songs about Christmas, because it is a damn good time, particularly for small children like me. I'm going to finish, as promised, with the full version of Gotervale Rock, the track I played right at the head of the show. It's from the album Hooked on Banjo, and it's by Cathal Hayden, who I'm so angry. He's so full of talent. I'm not sending him a Christmas card. He's one of the world's greatest fiddlers, and he's also a fantastic banjo-izer. So, thanks ever so much for listening. Look after yourselves. See you next month. Mind how you go. Ta-ra.